Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Menachos, and today we are beginning the ninth parak of Maseches Menachos. So we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Midos Shel Yavesh Hayu B'Mikdash. They had two measuring cups that measured dry measures, like flour, in the Beis HaMikdash. Isarun V'Chatzi Isarun. One that measured an Isarun of flour, and the other that measured a Chatzi Isarun of flour. A Meir Omer, Isarun Isarun V'Chatzi Isarun. That there were three types of measurements. There was the Isarun, another Isarun, and a Chatzi Isaron, meaning the two Isarons, one of them was slightly smaller than the other because it held an Isaron only when it was heaping, and the other held an Isaron when it was mechuka, when it was not a heaping measurement, when it was direct, you know, when it just filled the cavity of the kli. Isaron mahi mishamish. Why did they use? What would they use the Isaron for? Shebohe imodid the kol menachos. It would measure all karbonos mincha that way because that's typically the amount of flour you needed for a karbon mincha. Lo yimodid lo b'shel shlosh lepar. And even though when they brought a par, you needed three asronim, but they didn't have a kli that held three asronim. They would just use it three times, the one that held one isaron, in order to measure out three asronim. Nor did they have a two isaron measurement for an ayil. El modon asronos. They would do one isaron at a time. Chatzi isaron mahim shamish. What did they do the chatzi? What did they use the chatzi isaron for? Shabahi modid chavite koin gadol mechta bavokra mechta bin arbayim. Because the chavite koin gadol was chatzi isaron in the morning, chatzi isaron in the afternoon. So they would measure the amount of flour with a chatzi isaron. Says the Mishnah Peis now, Sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash. There were seven liquid measurements in the Beis HaMikdash. Hin, v'chatzi ahin, u'shlish sahin, u'reviyas ahin, log, v'chatzi log, u'reviyas log. So Blazor said, Gomer, shenasos hayu v'hin, that there was only one hin measuring cup, and it just had markings on the side of the cup so that you could see where it's at the chatzi point, where it's at the Shlish's point and where it's at the Revius point. And so it would say, Ad Kad Napar, this, the Chatzi point is where how much you need for a par. Ad Kad Na'ayil, at the one-third point is what you need for the Ayil. Ad Kad Na'keves, and for the one-quarter point, that's what you need for a Keves. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Hayisham Hin, they didn't have a Hin in the Beis HaMikdash, V'chimah Hin Meshamesh, what would the Hin be used for? Ela Midi Yisera Shalogu Mechza Haysa. There was a, meaning the reason he's not asking a question, what would they be used for? They didn't have one. He's saying they didn't have one because they had nothing for it to be used for. There is nothing that they needed a hin for. The only thing you ever needed a hin of was the Shemen Zayis that was used for the Shemen HaMishcha, which was only one time in all of human history in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. After that, the Shemen HaMishcha never disappeared, so they were always able to use that. So he's saying, my hin Meshamish, what would they need a hin for? Elamidi Yisera Shalogu Mechza Hisa. But there was another cup that they had that had a logo mechza, shabayim odin the minchas kohen gadol, that they would use that to measure the oil for the minchas chavitin. Logo mechza baboker, the logo mechza bin arbaim. It was a logo mechza in the morning and a logo mechza in the in the afternoon. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said that there were two dry measurings in the Mikdash, in Isaron and Chatzi Isaron, whereas Rav Meir said there were two Isaronim, one was heaping, one was not, and what they would use the Isaron was to measure all Karbanos Mincha, even those that needed two or three Isaronim, they would use the Isaron measure, and the Chatzi Isaron was for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And then in Mishnah Beis, we learned that there were seven liquid measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash, whereas Rav Elazar ben Tzedek says that they didn't have a Chatzi Ahin and Revius Hin and Shlisha Zahin. They would just have notchings on the side, markings on the side of the hin measuring, so that they could know what they need for this much for an ayil, this much for a par, this much for a keves. And Rabbi Shimon said they didn't have a hin at all because they would never need a hin. It was something that was only they only needed a full hin one time in all of human history. So they had a logu mechza though to measure out the oil that was needed for the chavite kohen gadol. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel.